The Iran situation is moving faster than most people realize, and the signals are pointing in contradictory directions simultaneously. Late Friday, reports emerged that Trump had canceled planned strikes on Iran, presumably connected to ongoing negotiations over the Strait of Hormuz. Then, hours later, Iran publicly denied that any deal was in place. U.S. embassies across the region are telling American citizens to leave, which is the most serious travel posture short of a military alert.
Here's the core tension. Trump canceling strikes suggests a diplomatic channel is open, possibly even active. Iran denying the deal suggests either that the channel collapsed quickly or that Iran is managing domestic political optics. You can't be seen making concessions to America if you're simultaneously projecting strength to your Revolutionary Guard and your regional proxies, or there genuinely wasn't a deal and the strike cancellation was unilateral, which would have its own strategic implications.
The Israeli dimension adds another layer. Israeli President Herzog publicly accused New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani of spreading hate and endangering New Yorkers, escalating a clash that started when Mamdani called Netanyahu a war criminal on video. That exchange is mostly symbolic, but symbolism at that level, a foreign head of state targeting an American municipal leader by name, tells you how charged the diplomatic environment around Israel is right now.
Then Israel's own UN envoy made a dig at Spain over the Ceuta migrant crisis, and the Israeli government formally disavowed the comment within hours. That's a diplomatic own goal that required a public correction, which itself signals internal coordination problems within Israeli diplomatic messaging when the country is under maximum international scrutiny.
The Rubio statement deserves its own moment. The Secretary of State said any U.S.-China conflict would be catastrophic for the world. That's not a new sentiment, but the context matters. He said it during a week when China was vowing countermeasures against the largest ever expansion of the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act entity list. 43 new Chinese firms added, Beijing calling it groundless economic coercion. When your Secretary of State is publicly trying to lower the temperature on U.S.-China conflict, while your trade enforcement apparatus is simultaneously its most aggressive ever, those two signals are in real tension.
The UFLPA expansion is significant because it operates on a presumption of guilt. Any goods from the Xinjiang region are presumed to involve forced labor unless importers can prove otherwise, and that's an extremely high bar. Adding 43 firms to that list means a meaningful chunk of Chinese manufacturing output now faces U.S. import restrictions. Beijing's response language, groundless and economic coercion, is standard diplomatic boilerplate, but the pledge of countermeasures is real.
And back to Tehran for a second, because the Golubov story is genuinely revealing about Iranian internal dynamics. Mohammad Bagher Golubov, the current speaker of Iran's parliament, said that when news of Khamenei's death apparently leaked prematurely, Tehran feared widespread civil unrest. The fact that a senior official is saying that out loud is remarkable. It's an implicit acknowledgement that the regime's legitimacy is fragile enough that even a rumor of succession could destabilize the country. That's the kind of information that affects how every other actor, Israel, the U.S., Saudi Arabia, calculates their moves regarding Iran.